I want to thank everybody for being here this morning, and I didn't know what type of crowd we'd have with this cold weather. Y'all surprised me. Man, oh man, it was cold out there this morning early, and Mark said he came in here, turned the heat on this morning, and saw his breath in the sanctuary. That's pretty cold. But thank God that, thank God we're warm now. Amen. Thank y'all for being here. Hey, I want to encourage you to come midweek. If you don't come on Wednesday night and you have nothing to do, if you're hooked on a favorite TV show, there's a thing called a DVR, okay? You can record that show, and that's no excuse. We'd love to have you come join us. We have a meal every Wednesday night. If you'll sign up out there at the Narthex so we know roughly how many to cook for. It doesn't cost you a thing, just a little gas to get here. But we'd love to have you come on Wednesday nights as we've been studying the Word. Last Wednesday night, we just picked up where we left off Sunday morning, and this morning I'm going to kind of continue on in that direction. I really feel like the Lord is wanting us to get a hold of that whole mindset, and the reason I say mindset, last week I was teaching that our biggest battle within the Christian walk is between our two ears. The mind will take you places that God never intends for you to go. If you ever realize this, your emotions always follow what you're thinking. Your emotions always follow what you're thinking. If you're thinking about your problem, you might find yourself feeling emotionally depressed because you're focused so much on your problem that it's got your emotions believing that that problem is where you're going to stay. But if you will therefore instead put your thoughts on what God has promised that you already have been given through Christ Jesus, therefore you find that your emotions get excited about who you are in Him instead of the doom and gloom that you think you're really in. So today I want to kind of carry us from that point into another dimension of this Christian walk. You know, we understand now grace in a nutshell, the teaching of grace or God's goodness is that He loved you so much that He knew you could never love Him without His love anyway. God, knowing that we were all nothing but hellbound, God in His love brought Christ as Savior to save all of us from not just a life of sin, but to give us victorious life on earth. The gospel is good news because we have learned now that in Christ, when I am focused and my faith is anchored in the finished work of what Jesus did at the cross, I know from that point, therefore, everything that God ever has required of me, He has already put in me. Everything I need, I already have. So my prayer changes. Amen? We say amen, but we still pray the old way. We say amen, I believe that, brother, but we still are finding ourselves praying and asking God for something that you already have. So today, I want to take us into this journey. As last week, the whole message was about stop speaking to your promise, your problem. Stop believing in your problem. Start speaking the promise and believing the promise that God has given. So today, I want to take you now, if you don't mind, in a walk that maybe will shed some new light on your grace walk. Now, if grace is all about what we already have, then why is it so difficult for us to believe that we have it when we need it? It's true. We all are there. We get to the point where we're going, okay, so why doesn't it work for me? Why am I not seeing this promise come to pass? Because I've been focused on the promise lately, Pastor. In fact, last week, all week long, I've been focused on the promise and I hadn't had any breakthrough yet. What is the issue? What's my problem? I want to take you to Acts chapter 3, if you would. Acts chapter 3. And let's look at a few passages here. And I pray after today that you all are going to leave here different, all right? In a good way. Acts chapter 3, let's start at verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them who entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the hand and lifted that old boy up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate for the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. A man, if you study it out, 38 years he was in this condition. It's amazing how many times number 38 is linked to a illness. This man for 38 years had been going to this gate beautiful and asking for alms, and people had to carry him there and place him there. Peter and John come walking up, and they were in a situation where they didn't have any money on them, and they walked up, and the guy's holding out his little cup for alms or an offering, and he's saying, alms, alms. Which was the offering for the poor. And as he was asking for the offering of the poor, Peter says, hey, look unto us. I want you to look at us for a minute. And the old boy looked at him expecting to get money. And he said, silver and gold I have not. I love this. Silver and gold I have not. Or none. But what I do have, he says, such as I have. Such as I have. He didn't say, let me pause here and ask the Father to help you. Y'all see that? He didn't stop and say, now let me ask God to help you with your problem. No, he said, such as I have. Y'all didn't hear what I said this morning. Such as I have. What did he have? What did Peter have that man needed? Because he sure didn't have no silver and gold. He had Christ in him. He had hope in him. He had the answer called healing in him. Right. He didn't pray, oh God, heal my brother here. I ain't got no money, but God, I know you'll fill him with healing. Amen. That's what I call a religious prayer. A religious prayer is, God, please give me something that I don't think I have. A grace prayer is, Lord, thank you for the healing that I need, and you already gave it to me. Thank you, Lord. He said, such as I have, I give unto you. I want you all to hold on to that for a moment now. In our Christian walk, what is it that somebody in your workplace needs? Because whatever it is, God's already given it to you to be able to bless them with it. God has not only filled you up with all you need, but what people around you need. Oh, come on now. That's what the gospel's all about. Remember, it's the goodness of God that makes people change their mind. In this new walk, in the new year, we're getting a hold of grace. It's starting to make more sense, thank God. The more you know that it's not about you and it's all about what Jesus did, your life ought to start changing. Amen. What do I mean by that? Your life will change in the realm of how you think, how you pray, and how you see things manifest in your life. Amen. We talked about our promises being manifest in our life last week. All the things that God, we feel, has promised us, and we hadn't seen them come to pass yet. Why have we not yet seen them come to pass? I think there's many reasons, but I think one key reason is the fact that we still think that the promise is not in us. We still don't believe that the promise is in us. We are still looking for the promise to come. I'm here to tell you the promise has already come. Amen. The promise is in you. Such as I have, I give unto you. I think it's very interesting because the church will tell you that you need to pray to God for everything. Whenever people come up and they're sick, you need to pray for their sickness. We even had this this mindset in the church that, I can't do nothing without Christ. And I'm just, Lord, I'm with nothing. I need you to help me today. They took John 15 out of context. Jesus said,